For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. Welcome to the Aftercast. We are gonna have a blast. Welcome to the Aftercast. Oh yeah. See, there
oh,
you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you feel it. You feel it. Like a little bit different
really.
Of an intro there for the Aftercast. The stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Let the coffee hit the floor. That would be another one because I've been on about 11 for
see,
an hour.
See, here's the thing. I thought I'd be kind because at the beginning of the show, Wally was like, hey, we'll just do the replay of Ryan Stevenson's interview. And a great idea.
Buys us an extra 30 minutes
right.
in the morning.
We can sleep. And yeah. I thought, you know what? I'm going to wake up just a little bit earlier and I'm going to stop at Dunkin' Donuts because
so
I love their coffee.
Yeah.
And I sent a text to Wally and Gavin and I was like, hey, just text me what you want and I'll get it my treat. Well, it's honestly my fault. I've learned from my mistakes. Mm-mm. But I got Wally a coffee and I got him a large.
Yeah.
And I got less ice because he doesn't technically really like ice in his drinks.
Waters it down too much.
Right. So I got that. I got caffeinated coffee. Okay. Just the normal coffee because mine is decaf. It comes with 4 pumps of caramel swirl.
Yeah.
But I got 8 instead.
Atta girl.
I then added some pure cane sugar, liquid sugar.
Yeah. Liquid cane sugar.
And then I added a sweet foam on the top.
Yeah.
And so
4 pumps
I told
of cream,
him,
sweet, cold foam.
There's so many
I
layers.
Told him,
oh
though,
goodness.
This morning, I said, listen, you're already at a 10 on your own. Keep it at a 10.
Yeah.
Because if you go above that, I'm not doing this again.
That's so good.
And you have been borderline between 13 and 15.
I'm trying to manage it. I like it. It's a roller coaster.
You're not doing well.
I'm like a diabetic right here trying to manage my my insulin and sugar intake. Because I'm just, every minute, then I'll crash and I got to take a little bit more.
Yeah, it's almost like watching a hamster on a wheel. You know, like they're just going. And you have all these thoughts and you're speaking at 80 miles an hour.
You know what else is weird? I haven't even gotten to the donut yet.
That thing's so old now at this point.
It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I know. I know you won't.
Don't you worry about
it.
I'm going to get to that. I do that, though. Like we've had a really good day. If you've listened to the regular podcast and you've heard the show, but boy, a lot of good things that happened on the show today. A lot of stuff that just worked, and so I got excited. And then I get in those modes where I'm like working on the show for the next week, you know, and I'm like, okay, Gavin, I need you to do this, this, and this. Betty, what if you do this? And so then I just start shouting things out. And hoping that someone is writing them down. So I'm not sure if they got any of it, but I was going at breakneck speed.
Let's just say it was
a
lot.
Didn't. Okay, so anyway, good day. Good days. This is our final podcast of the week, obviously, our final Aftercast here.
Oh, that sounds really sad.
Yeah.
I know.
We don't usually say.
Fine. Last one. Sorry. Sorry, guys. Here's some of the stuff that in the news. GM lost their bid for a recall, which means like the federal or National Highway Traffic Safety Commission sometimes will say, hey, you need to do a recall on this when something comes to their attention. And then the company can petition to not do that. So that's what GM did with these headlights. And they lost, so they actually have to recall 727,000 SUVs. And the reason they're recalling, do you have any thought of why they had to recall these, Rock?
Because the assisted driving wasn't working.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice. That's awesome.
Am I right?
No, not at all. But I think you're right. I think when you find out what it is, I think it's something you'll agree with. Because I think I've heard you mention this before, and you might even be passionate about it. Their headlights on these cars are too bright.
Amen.
There it is. I knew it.
I'm so tired of being blinded by people's headlights.
Yeah.
And also, too, when they have their brights on, like, what do you think you're better than me?
Sure.
Like, turn them down.
I hate when you're coming on oncoming traffic and I have my brights on and they have their brights on. Because this happens every morning to me because we come in so early. And I click my brights off. And you would think that person goes, oh, yeah, he just clicked his brights off. Let me take mine. Nope, still blind you all the way through.
People are so rude.
But that's what they're doing. Their headlights were found to be 3 times brighter than the average headlight.
That's really bright.
Yeah, it is. Like, but the thing is, like, if I owned that car, I would be happy about that. My wife, she has like a 2009 Hyundai, and I have the hardest time driving that car at night because the lights are so dim.
Yeah.
I got new bulbs for it a while ago, but they weren't like the LED bulbs. Those things are like $70 each. And so like I haven't replaced those, but it's hard for me to see a little bit at night. And it's funny because like we've ordered her a new car. Like hers is old and it's got a lot of miles, and so it was time for her to get a new car. And I'm so excited about the headlights. Like they will
be
bright.
You're talking really fast.
Am I really? I don't even feel it.
It is pretty fast.
And really? You're like stumbling on your words because you can't get it out fast.
Don't even
enough.
Feel it. Like if somebody's listening to this on double speed right now, they've just lost their mind. Yeah, so... I if I owned one of these cards, I'd be bummed that I had to take down the lights, but I do get it because they are blinding.
Yeah, it's bad for others.
Yeah.
And it could cause accidents.
That's true.
If you say that they recall vehicles, does that mean that they recall things that are only unbought, or do they actually take back people's cars that they've already purchased?
A recall is you've actually purchased it, and then you'll get a notice in the mail that says, hey, we have a recall on this, and you set an appointment, bring it back to the dealer, they fix it for free.
Okay.
So that's how you do it. It's an inconvenience because then you've got to try and get it scheduled and get it in and have a loaner car or wait for it, things like that. But it's all free.
Okay.
Boy, tough spot for the government. This is one of the things I know I get frustrated with the government, but this is one of those things where you can't please everybody and you can't win. I found this story today. While much of the country is relieved to be moving into a new phase of COVID-19 pandemic where a lot of things are loosening up, there are people that now are complaining about this for unvaccinated children, like children that are too young to get the vaccine are now like, I have to raise my child in an unvaccinated and more dangerous world. You're like, oh, for the love. Like, you can't win, man. You just, there's no win in this. Someone is always going to be bent about something.
Playing devil's advocate, if you felt like your child was in danger, you would do anything within your power to protect them. And so if there are these parents out there that have gotten themselves vaccinated, maybe they've got their older children vaccinated because it is something that they worry about. Maybe someone is immunocompromised.
That's a different story.
Then you don't want your baby out there in it.
Then you control that. You know, honestly, like that's where it's on you. If the rest of the world moves forward, you either have to move forward or you have to figure out what to do. Like the other people some of the advice they're saying is if you are concerned about this, they call it cocooning. Keep your kids around people that have been vaccinated, minimize the exposure and things like that. The rest of the world does need to keep going.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel that, that's fine. Just like the people that didn't feel like they wanted to wear a mask, they had to wear a mask. Now the tide is turning to where, okay, you don't have to wear a mask. If you still feel you need to, then do that. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Fine. Let's keep masking your kid. You know, that's up to you. But the rest of the world has to move forward at some point, or we're going to stay stuck and we're going to keep destroying our economy. And you can't do that. And especially, too, like this one lady that was bringing this up, she goes, look, I do realize that my child is in a... place where the odds of them getting it are low, the odds of them getting really sick are low, but they've like, we've avoided it this far, I don't want to get it now. And I do understand that logic. Like, I got through this whole pandemic so far without getting it. I would be super mad if I got it at the end,
right?
Like, because I let my guard down or something.
Right.
That's why I chose to get vaccinated, because I felt myself letting my guard down and I didn't want to get it because I let my guard down, then got sick or died because of like a lung thing that I have. I could see that happening. And so that's why I personally chose to. But I support people's right and the freedom to not get vaccinated, to not wear a mask. It's on me. This is the other thing, too. I know I'm going a million miles. Sorry. But like the thing about masks that I've never understood, okay? So the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that all kids under five continue to wear masks, even masks that are cloth, but doubling them up. So they're still doing that. But again, here's the crazy thing. In the beginning, masks were like, okay, wear a mask because you protect other people. And they kept saying this so much time. It's not really protecting you as much, but it really is protecting other people. Mm-hmm. So which is it? Because if you're saying keep masking your kids because it will give them a layer of protection, you never said that before. Mm-hmm. But now because it fits your narrative, you're saying that. Like that's what is driving people bonkers in this. Because how could a year ago it was for everybody else and be altruistic, and now because it doesn't match the narrative, you're like, oh no, you need to do it because it still protects. Now, I never fully understood how it was just for other people and it wouldn't help you. To some degree, I was like, how is this not helping if you're not breathing it in directly? But apparently the microbes are so small, it still gets through cloth masks and things that aren't N95s and aren't the, you know, the medical grade. And so that's what people have been going crazy about the whole time with masks is going, it's not actually making a difference based on follow the science. That's what people are saying. Well, I'm following the science, but scientists, some of them are saying this doesn't work, but you want us to follow your science, you know? And so that's where the disconnect has been for people through this whole thing. And you're seeing it play out now, where now holes are getting shot in what was widely said to be the protocol or what should be done. And now because we're into an election cycle, it's like, oh yeah, don't worry about any of that. That's fine. You're good, you know. So that's why people are really super mad at you, government. And you know what? I think that's going to be the last thing I do on politics today because I got an abortion thing.
Let's keep going.
Although you know
it's
what?
It's Friday.
It's
Friday.
But it's our final aftercast.
You guys just don't like dealing with real things.
I don't think it's that. I think we've been with you in this stage 15 with you for a matter of
hours
now, and we just don't want to go through 10 minutes more.
Okay. Well, I don't want to be with you either. So here we
go. That is rude.
That's what you just said.
No, I did not.
You didn't offend her.
No, I did not.
You know what? I'm eating my donut. Before the end of this thing, I'm eating my donut. Let's go. What do you got for least of these?
Actually, with your donut, you're gonna get icing all over the touchscreen because I'm gonna need you to hit a button.
I can do that. I can do my job and eat a donut. I promise
your
you
pinky.
That. I promise you that. No donut will ever keep me from doing my job effectively. So let's go.
Okay, Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx can do a lot. Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Jamie Foxx can do impressions of people.
I can too. And I did an impersonation of a guy with a donut in his mouth.
And so here's a taste of what he can do.
So I would do Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog, Sesame Street News, here with the Three Little Pigs.
Which actually sounds like Sammy Davis Jr.
Because sometimes, who could take a sunrise?
Which actually sounds like Jay-Z.
Nice party, it's great.
That's good.
Beyonce.
It's just a lot of great people in my life. It's a lot of great people. That's a great people in Bushwick. Shall I say? Excuse me. Fake news.
That's actually good. I didn't know Jamie Foxx could do that many impressions.
I know, I didn't either.
That
was
good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Really good.
Okay. Birthdays?
Yeah. Let's get to
this. I'm in that donut in 2 bites.
Congratulations. Oh my gosh, you're getting icing everywhere.
You actually have so much on your
finger. I have so much on my face and my hands.
I got a feeling, Gavin, that when he gets home, he's like going to crash. Like kind of fall
and
asleep on
the couch.
He likes
his Fridays to be longer days.
I'll be asleep in 5 minutes.
You can go to the office.
If he doesn't choke on a donut.
I'm going to start nicing all over myself. Okay, anyway, go ahead. Let's do birthdays.
Okay, well, we don't have any birthdays.
That's sad.
But we do have a question.
Okay.
And the question is from Jennifer.
Jennifer. This is probably disgusting to hear.
It is.
I'll turn my mic down.
Jennifer would like to know, what is your go-to music album when you don't know what to listen to?
I don't have a napkin, I just realized.
Just lick your...
Just lick him.
I know.
But with the mic down.
Okay, so Okay. So anyway, let's go with yours, Rock, first while I clean up.
Okay. my go-to would be Sean McDonald. I don't know if you remember him.
I do.
But he was a Christian artist back in like the early 2000s, maybe.
Oh, I was thinking of the other McDonald from the Doobie Brothers. Michael McDonald. Oh, okay, no. So Sean McDonald.
Sean McDonald. We used to play some of his stuff, but it has been years.
Yeah.
But anyways, his first album, Simply Nothing, is fantastic.
Really?
Every song on that album is great. Back when I was buying CDs, I had to buy it twice because I broke the first one.
Wow.
And I had to buy the second one. And now I have it, you know, on MP3 or whatever. Mm. But it is so good. So if I just need something, I'll just go to that.
Okay, that's a good one. Gavin, do you have one of those?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm still looking up what the.
Looking up his. Why don't you go to yours, Wally?
Like if
your own mixtape of Heaven's Fire.
It's weird. Like
Taylor Swift.
For things that are, if I'm in like a good mood or faith type thing, or I need that kind of stuff, like We Are Messengers. I just love Darren and his stuff because his last album takes you from like some poppy-ish stuff, and then it's got a lot of depth to it, and so I do like that a lot. If I'm angsty, like I go with Shinedown, Us versus Them, and things like that.
You really went through it in F.
In F. Oh,
you went
so
through
good.
A stage.
It's been too long.
I ingested not this last album, the album before that. I ingested that, man. Oh my gosh, I knew so many of the words, but it was weird because it was. There's a lot of dark in it, and I understood that dark, but sadly, I identified with that dark heavily, and I actually had listened to too much of it, and I found that, you know what, it's nice to be understood, but to live in this place all the time, it's a little much, and I actually had to move off of that because I did find it starting to affect my mood for sure. So that's a really good point. Gavin?
Okay, so this was a band that I got into probably as I got to college. It's called Hands Like Houses.
Oh, and wow, that sounds like something that you'd like in college.
Something alternative, you know, just a smidge of screaming in there.
Nice.
The album was called Unimagine, and it was like one of those things where, like, you'd listen to it and you'd be like, man, I'm in my feels right now. Yeah. When you really weren't, it was just the music making you think you might be feeling a certain way, but really you're not, because my life's been pretty good. So.
Yeah, it is interesting. You bring up a good point. There are times where I'll be like, man, why am I so angry or frustrated or mad? I'm like, I have nothing to really, you know, because I think so many people, this whole idea of I'm a mess, like, has really gotten to be pervasive in our culture. Mm. It's been pervasive in kids. It's been pervasive even in adults. And just like, and I get that there's freedom in admitting you're not perfect.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm a mess. I'm a mess. No, I'm a mess. I'm a mess too. I'm just a mess. Like, just so much of that. It gets almost so fulfilling to where you're sitting there going, yeah, you know what? I'm really not a mess. Oh, wait, I'm supposed to be a mess because that's what everyone's telling me. If I'm not, what's wrong with me? Shouldn't I be sad? Shouldn't I be this?
I think people like to identify with struggle.
Sure.
And like to play the card that they are
victim
struggling.
Card.
Yeah. Right.
I think that it gets them more sympathy, which is what, you know, you want from people. And it's like, it's not a bad thing to get. But yeah, if you're just going to stay in that, I think you're going to lose yourself. As Eminem says,
in the moment, you own it, you better never let it go. Ho!
And you're going to lose your friends as well. Because, I mean, yes, friends should be with you through thick and thin. But if you're constantly in the thin and you're not trying to help yourself get out of it, then people
it's exhausting.
It is. Yeah. It really is exhausting.
And if you have friends and all you do is struggle together, ping-ponging pain is not as fun as ping-ponging joy.
Oh, no. Yeah. And that's the thing, man. Again, it can drag you down. I kept telling my daughter this. I'm like, you've surrounded yourself when she was in college with all these moody, artsy, dramatic people who were self-absorbed and lived in the I'm a mess, you know, genre. And in doing so, it was pulling her down. And it directly drastically affected her negatively. And then, flash forward, she finds a friend of hers that is now her roommate who just wanted good things for her, spoke life into her. And then she did the same thing because she's like this happy, positive person, my daughter too. But that had, I'd seen that part of her almost die off. And it was so situational based on who she allowed into her life. And when she changed that, it changed her. It changed her radically. And so the term ping-ponging negative emotions, I love that because that's, you don't ever get help if you just surround yourself with people that are broken like you. You all just trade off broken stories. Mm-hmm. It's like women that are going through struggles with their husband. If all they do is go to a friend and complain about their husband, their friend complains about their husband, no one gets better. And you watch both of those relationships usually die.
And that can go vice versa. Guys can go to guys.
Absolutely.
Do the same thing.
Absolutely. And so you find support in all the wrong ways. You don't find someone that's going to give you truth that says, hey, you know what? Yeah, your husband did this, but you are maybe culpable in some of this too. And they build you up. Hey, here's how I think you could make steps into making things stronger or better. And they tell you truth and they do it in love. That's how you get better versus, you know, having somebody that you think is a kindred spirit in misery.
Very well said.
Yeah,
just
so that
goes
was
to
fun.
Show
Look, we had
how
some good words in there.
It just goes to show how important it is to surround yourself with specific people.
And to eat donuts during every aftercast.
A donut that was bought.
Yes.
By a friend.
By a great friend. A friend that knows me.
So, a donut a day keeps the darkness away.
Yeah, so that is some good stuff there. And I think that's a great place to end.
No, it's
we
not.
Have like
we have weekend plans.
Oh, man.
And we can totally plow through those. You're talking fast already. Why don't we just go for it?
Let me just tell you this. I don't know how this is possible. I'm literally feeling the sugar crash right now.
Oh, good. Well, then you could sing on your own the weekend plan song.
Weekend plans, here we come, weekend plans. Sleepy time, sleepy time. Okay, I'll start off. Wife gets back from Orlando.
Wow, you sound so happy about it.
Yes, I do.
Wife gets back from Orlando.
I'm really getting tired. Bachelorhood is over. And we're going to be watching a hedgehog for our friends because they own a hedgehog, which I think will be kind of fun.
What's its name?
Chimmy, as so short for Chimichanga. They are pretty cute, man, when they finally open up. But this one's like, this one has anxiety issues. He's a mess. He's a mess. And so I need to get him another hedgehog that's not a mess so that he can get
you
through this
week. You need to get an emotional support hedgehog for
I
his
uplifting
emotional
like
needs.
It. Yeah, I feel like
wow.
it.
Wow. And they eat dried worms, too.
Ow.
Yeah. It's gross.
It is gross.
Comes in a little bag.
I'm surprised you knew that. Yeah.
Well, I had a friend that had one.
Really?
And she showed me how they feed them.
Yeah, they're weird. They have little vampire teeth. They're so cute, though. And so that's literally all I'm going to do is just watch this thing all weekend.
You don't know how house projects or anything?
No, because I've done most of I'm at a sad point. I've done a lot of them, and I've got one big project, but I've got to put it on hold till after vacation, so I'm kind of bummed about that. So I'm literally in a holding pattern.
Mm.
Yeah, so I like, because I like doing projects. Okay, that's Betty right. Rock, you. Go.
I have dinner plans with a friend of mine and her sister, so that'll be good. And then tomorrow, I may go and see my mom and dad.
Oh, yeah. Please tell Robin and Danny Ray I said hey.
I will sadly
Please.
Will.
Thank you.
Then I'll do a lot of cleaning. I try to do a lot of cleaning either on Saturday or Sunday, doing some vacuuming and things like that.
Do you try and get it done like right away in the morning, or do you kind of
just
whenever just you feel
like
it?
At some point, okay. I need to work my way into doing
it. I like to
that.
Get it done right away.
I get up early on Saturday. If I'm going to do that, I get up early and I knock it out.
No, because the first item on the agenda is sleeping as late as I can.
Yeah, no, I get up and do that.
And that might be till 11.
I had, that's so great.
How in the world?
I had, because my wife is gone, so like I did laundry this week while she was, I did it last night. And like I actually cooked every night for myself, you know, not that I'm oh, you're a big boy. You can cook yourself. But like what happens is when she's gone, a lot of times I don't eat dinner. I just won't eat when she's not there. And so this time.
How?
I don't know. I just.
Like,
I get,
where does the hunk? I get so hangry. I don't do it here at the show.
Yeah.
But at home,
yeah.
Like Haley sees that like I need to be fed.
Okay.
Before I go to bed.
I get past it and then I work past it and I have like a bag of chips or something. Because then it's more lazy than anything. Like I don't want to cook because it's so late or I don't want to go out. Because like yesterday, I finished fixing my lawnmower and mowing like it's 6:30 at night. And so by that time, normally I would have been like, no worries. But right. I made chicken wings and they were really good.
Chicken points.
I did. They were so good. And so, but then I knocked all this stuff out and it felt good because then, like, today, I have all day today before she gets home. The only thing I have to do is I have to make the bed because I always make the bed when she's gone. Nice. And comes back because she likes that. But all this week, it's been a disaster. Pillows on the floor. It's so great.
Also, Sunday, I'm going to church and then got a game night that night.
Oh, that's fun.
Exciting.
Nice. You got a game night on Sunday night. It's almost like we have Monday off, but we don't.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Going to have to really, you know, take a nap.
Bring in coffee on Monday, please.
No.
Yes, please. You've seen how good it works. I'll do it. Thank you, Gavin. Yeah, if she won't pick me up, you do it. What do you got plans, weekend plans?
We got our small group coming over tonight. We're going to grill out hot dogs and burgers. Probably going to be like 8 to 10 people, which is a lot, but it's fun. Did a lot of cleaning for that yesterday. And then tomorrow, we're going to this, not a funeral. It is a celebration of life for somebody who... Because our campus has...
Wait a minute, because I heard naughty funeral. Is that what you said?
Not a funeral.
Not a funeral. Yes. Okay.
That's a different world.
Yeah, I was like,
that
what?
I don't want to be a part of.
Okay.
But it
might be more fun.
It might be.
A celebration of life.
Yeah. Yes. And I was told to wear red because that was her favorite color.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Is this someone you don't know?
No, she was the wife of... Our campus has a Cambodian sector.
Oh, okay.
And so it's just like somebody within that
world
that Haley knew pretty well.
Oh, okay.
And she met her, but I'm going to go.
Yeah, support.
Wear
yeah,
red.
Fine.
So.
That's cool. I like
that.
You
wear all your hair.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He just shows up naked in red hair.
Ew, I wasn't thinking that.
I'm thinking it now.
It's a naughty funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I think that's good, like that you support that. Because it's hard. It's funny because you say celebration of life. It's mm-hmm. kind of like when we have a support drive and they call it a support drive pep rally. And it's just a meeting. And it's the same thing. We call it celebration of life, but it's still a funeral. But if you've ever been to a non-Christian funeral, way, way sadder. Like my Uncle Chauncey's, oh my gosh, super sad. But then you go to a Christian funeral and like my dad's, and it was actually like a really cool thing for the family and for other people and stuff. It's completely different. So even in the midst of the sadness, it'll be a good thing.
I think it will. And then we were going to, I wanted to go see Batman this weekend. Yeah. We're probably not going to follow a funeral.
It's a little dark.
With Batman. I told Haley the other day, I'm like, let's not pair those two things together.
Mm. Yeah.
So that might be my Sunday.
All right. Have you noticed anything different about Gavin? I think it's different. Have you noticed it?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, you do. What? Yeah, you do. Look at his pinky. He's added jewelry.
I know. I've joined the clan.
He's joining the jewelry
club.
Has
Wally gotten into your head?
Yeah, I have.
What is it? It's probably inherently that, just because we spend so much time together, but it is a little ring with an anchor on it.
Oh, cool.
You know how I was talking the big game about this whole tattoo with a boat idea?
He's like, I got an anchor, a ring instead.
Passed off on that. Decided the cheaper route and the less painful route. So
nicely done.
So you went with a ring.
Yeah.
Like a woman.
A good choice. Nope. Like a man. Like I've got.
Literally, we're out ringing you at this point.
So. I have three rings on.
Three?
I have three. I have my wedding ring and then
you've
two on this hand.
Did you used to have more?
I used to have
you had a thumb
one,
ring.
Two, oh, yeah. three, four, five. I used to have five. And I could actually do two more.
Your left hand does look more naked.
I know. On my left, it feels naked. I want to, but I went to a couple places recently and I couldn't find rings that I liked because I have certain criteria.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right.
What is it? Because now that I'm in your world,
we
can
talk about
this. You don't need to be in that world, Gavin.
I don't like them with too many like squigglies and weird things. Like I like them somewhat plain, but I just have to see it. And then you don't want it too plain. It's a weird thing for guy rings.
Do they have to mean something?
I do like that more. Like this one here was my wife's fingerprint on that. Like that was kind of cool. Like so, I did like that. Wedding ring obviously means something. This other one was like a fidget ring, so you could spin it. Like when you're nervous or whatever.
Is it
like,
working?
It broke. Like it split apart, and so now you can't spin it anymore.
Wow.
But it still stays on my finger.
That's funny.
The inside loop cracked, which then expanded, and now the outside ring that would slide, it won't slide anymore.
Bummer.
So yeah, I did like that one. But like usually it's things like if my wife or my daughter bought them for me, like the jewelry matters to me. Like this bracelet I got in Italy, and I really love this bracelet. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of a really great trip. This one, actually, the wooden bead one, an homage to Gavin, because Gavin had one. I thought, oh, that looks really good.
I know. I haven't been wearing mine as much because, I don't know if you noticed, like, whenever I'm working on my laptop, those always, like, push
hit
my
your
hand.
Laptop.
I didn't care for it. So nowadays, I just wear the Pray With Way red wristband.
Yeah.
I think it's really cute that y'all share your jewelry stories. Also, that it seems that even though you have gone under the needle, Wally, and gotten a tattoo, and I use that very loosely, a tattoo, it seems like y'all are getting jewelry to get out of the tattoos that actually you could get. Because if you're talking about your Italy trip and it reminds you of a good time, you could get people get tattoos
Italy,
of that. Yeah. Or the thing, you know, you already got your family with your little Scrabble piece.
I should get, you're right. You know what I should do is I should get a globe.
Yes.
And every time that I go someplace, put a dot in it on my arm.
I love this.
That, like,
do it.
I could do that wide map, the map, instead of a globe, the map that's long.
Yes.
You know, that
do you
want to
have it wrap around your whole arm?
No, I would do it on, this is a great idea. I would do it on the inside.
It's going to be
and
so
And it's the
painful.
Map that goes like this.
Yes.
And then I could just, because I have a map in my house.
Yes.
That has all these places we've been.
Yes.
I like that idea.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yes.
Because that's when you can keep adding to. And I was saying I need a full sleeve because if I have to shave my head because I'm losing my hair, I need a
this
sleeve.
This gets you closer.
Yeah, it's something I gotta like have to kind of buy me some cool points.
Yeah,
because the rest of me is gonna look pretty
bad.
Yeah.
Instead of the arm, though, could you make it a lower back?
Yeah, no, I don't see why not.
You can't show that off as much, though.
Or a chest piece.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Oh, my God.
That would be so great. No, I want it where people can see it or where they see it and they don't want to throw up.
Well,
so,
unfortunately, you do show off your stomach a lot.
I know.
So.
That is, that
it does kind of happen.
They would see it.
That I should just do as a beach ball. All right. I think that's going to have to do it for your Aftercast. And as always,
thanks for being a body.